Welcome to the Sisterhood of Sweat podcast, episode 2. Today, we will be interviewing Kate McKay. Hi, I'm Linda Mitchell, 54-year-old elite obstacle racer, award-winning fitness competitor, gym owner, and author. Welcome to the Sisterhood of Sweat podcast, where we will approach the difficult topics of life, interview inspiring guests, and bring empowerment to all. This community is a place where we can be who we are instead of who others want us to be. Let's get started. I am so excited to introduce my buddy and friend, Kate McKay, today. She is known as the Master Motivator. She is a multi-million dollar business owner, international best-selling author, TV personality, transformational speaker, coach, business consultant, fitness guru, entrepreneur, and mother. And if all that wasn't enough, Kate's greatest joy is to inspire others to embrace prosperity, abundance, and to live a life of celebration. Kate recently, as the author of Living Sexy Fit at Any Age, her book currently available at Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Kate has been a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine, New York Smash, and Family Circle. Kate was featured on the internationally distributed business program Creative Living with Cheryl Borden, and she is very committed and passionate about helping people to live their purpose. Kate believes living sexy is living a life of vitality, passion, and confidence. Having work that fires you up, having the body of your dreams, even living in the relationships you desire. Kate motivates people by showing them how to embrace their own sense of prosperity, living their biggest, boldest, and wildest dreams, and letting go of negative self-talk and feelings of unworthiness so they can live a life all out. Having grown up in a large family with a scarcity mentality, surviving the tragic murder of her brother, enduring a devastating divorce, Kate understands the challenges life presents. She gets what it takes to rebuild after loss and manifest a magnificent life. Despite tragedy and loss, Kate is a shining example of perseverance, resilience, and living the good life with a smile. To learn more about Kate, visit her website, www.kate-mckay.com, or follow her on Facebook at Kate McKay, the Master Motivator. Welcome to the show, Kate.
Woo! I'm so excited.
I'm so excited to have you here.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, you've been a great inspiration to get me where I am today. So yeah. Tell me a little bit about what you've been up to since I last talked to you.
Well, first I want to just celebrate you a little bit because you know what? Us little achiever women, we don't really sit back in our chair and really take that. So I just want to honor you and respect you for really stepping into your power and stepping into your story because you have a really amazing one. So I hope you're going to be sharing that with the listeners and the viewers along the way as well because the people who are watching this is a powerhouse woman here that we're talking to, and I'm really excited to be a part. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. So just tell me a little bit about what motivates you to be the kind of coach that you are. What is behind all of that? I mean, you really are you are an amazing coach. Like, you are so in tune with your clients. What is a motivator that you have inside of you that makes you want to help others so much that you just put yourself on the line like that?
Oh, that's, thank you so much. Well, the bottom line is just like many of us, I've struggled with negative self-doubt, self-worth, and even self-loathing. I mean, this is the truth. You know, I went through a lot of tragedy when I was a child. I had the classic ADHD childhood. I never felt like I fit in. I always was stumbling over myself. People were always saying, Katie, you know, stop talking, sit down, stop talking. So I always had that in the core of who I was, that I didn't fit in. And the one person that really loved me, that lit me up, was my mom. So I feel like because I had the gift of being deeply loved, who am I to play small? And once I started my journey and started rebuilding myself through the success of my business after the loss of my brother, as you mentioned, those are the catalysts that really inspire me. And so, you know, at the end of the day, if I can lie down and put my head on the pillow and know that I had a meaning conversation, or knowing that I had a deep impact on somebody, listen, that's what lights me up. And I'm not afraid to step in the fire, even if people don't like me, because I'm here to light you
that's
up.
That's what I like about you.
You know, right? Because I'm not afraid to have powerful conversations, because if someone says, hey, you know what? I want to leave this marriage that is destroying me. I want to leave this abusive situation. I want to grow my own business on my own right. If I want to, you know, to really shift the way that I'm parenting and I'm not sure how to do it, if you tell me that, fear not. I will not ever forget that. So I will always remember people's story. And, you know, truly, once we know our gift, my gift is I remember people. I remember people's truth.
Oh, yeah.
Even in the words that aren't spoken. And I'll never forget you sitting down at a restaurant. We were in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You were sitting with a group of women.
Yeah.
I remember just looking at you. When we had this conversation, you looked at me in a certain way. Linda, I'll never forget the moment. And I was like, yeah, basically I was saying, I'm looking at you. I am going to light you up someday. And I know you know what I'm talking about.
So, I do. You almost made me cry right now, right here.
Because you know why is I saw your hunger to do more.
Yeah.
I saw your belief in yourself that you were new. You were here for bigger things. And it's my obligation to hold you up in that light until you believe it yourself. And then it's like, woo, watch her go, right?
You saw in me what I didn't see in myself. You know what I mean. You saw a bigger picture.
Huge.
Yeah.
So huge, baby.
You were such a godsend and a pivotal moment. That was a very pivotal moment in what I'm doing now. Like, that was a surreal moment. And I knew it. I knew it at the time.
Right. Scary though, right?
It was almost like you just looked right through me. Like, it was... Whoa. So you guys, I'm telling you, if you get a chance to hire Kate as a coach, I mean, it's life changing. It's life changing. So I'm really proud of you. I want to acknowledge you for the fact that you are now hosting a show. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I'm working on that. So it's always like with TV and any kind of platform, you always have to fill your pipeline, because sometimes things pop and some things that don't.
Right.
So I'm doing a show right now, a talk show format. I'm also working on building a business based on working with millennials, women, particularly, you know, my target client, believe it or not, are women in their 20s and 30s. Those are the women that come to me, probably similar to you, saying, someday I want to be like you when I'm old, right? Because, you know, we're 53, so we're mentoring women who are coming up. They're our future, right? Men and women in their 20s and 30s are our future. So I'm so excited about lighting up that space, you know? And then in addition to that, I'm also, obviously, you understand the crazy thing. I sent an audition tape into American Ninja.
Yes, we have something in common.
Yeah. Did you do it too?
Not Ninja. I actually got called from NBC, and I'm working on my Spartan video with my family to be part of the Team Ultimate Challenge that they have. I am a true Spartan. I'm a beast.
So
I worked backwards. I did that race first.
So tell me that story. How did you get to that place?
Well, I just randomly decided to apply.
Yes.
And I wasn't really, you know, thinking that much. I was in the studio and I was like, okay, what the hell?
I'm going
to take a stab at it. That's pretty much how I get into everything.
Me too.
I volunteered my family. And they don't know what they're in for, but I think they're excited about it. I told them, this is like my dying wish. You guys have to do this with me.
Unbelievable. That is amazing.
So they called me. And they looked at the website. They loved what I turned in. And now we're just turning in a team video. So we worked on that today out in the cold.
Unbelievable.
Woo! Now tell me about your Spartan. But your ninja.
So I think that the American Ninja War is an amazing show. I love to swing. So I'm a monkey. I just love it. So you know, that's why I decided to do it, because, you know, listen, this is the truth, right? My dad, he's 91, and he's getting ready to transition. And real painful experience, but also extremely heart-wrenching. So, and loving. So you see, he was my business mentor. He was my fitness guru, right? He was my guy that I'm like, man, 65 years, you know, Y member. And when I started growing a business, I didn't have anybody to mentor me. I didn't have any college degree in business. Never once did I take a business class. I was a theater major. So for me to be able to run by conversation with my dad and be able to have him say, good job, honey. I'll never forget those moments, right? So I'm sort of doing it for him, you know? I got to keep up the fire going. So
we'll see what happens. That's awesome.
I sent in my audition application video and all that. So I think we have to represent for the 50-plus women, though, Linda, right? I mean, this is what it's all about.
I'm 54. I'm a year older than you.
Yeah, right, by a couple months. So anyway, so I think that's the important role, and I think that's why I'm so proud of you, and I'm so excited about this forum for you, because this is what I saw, you know, boo. You're an amazing energy in your body, but you also are amazing, have incredible business sense, and your story is inspirational. And you know, this, if people haven't gotten this, which I am so gifted and honored to have written the foreword for, so Linda's book is her journey, her decision to step up and say, you know what, I did not have it easy. You know, this book, the way I look, does not represent my challenge and my struggle and my courage to live my story honestly and with integrity. And bravo to you.
You know, now that you bring that up about our stories and the way that we look doesn't represent what has gone on in the inside, that reminds me of what I learned from Kyle Maynard at the School of Greatness. He was giving his speech and talking, and of course, inspirational, you know, being a paraplegic and everything. He climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, basically crawling. He's just, you know, over the top. But the biggest thing he said that really stuck with me is that this is just pivotal. He's like, I have disabilities that you can see. He says, I have an advantage, is what he said. He said, other people are walking around with disabilities that you can't see. So, right? Because you don't know what people's stories are. You have no idea where they came from. So right. I really don't believe in prejudging others, you know, because you don't know who they really are and where they've come from.
Right. And so I know it's beautiful. So that whole, I love this piece though. I think this is important to talk about, especially in transformation. So any viewers out there that are feeling like they're here for bigger things, that they feel that there's a hunger that they're even afraid to put words to, that they know they're here for more, but their support system around them doesn't encourage that. You know, this is the deal. People who love us want us to stay the same. They want us to stay the same.
They're afraid of change.
You know why? Right. They're afraid they're going to lose us. Right.
Yeah,
so how do our marriages shift? How do our relationships shift? How do our business partnerships shift? There are some relationships, babies, that we need to let behind. We need to let them go.
That's the scariest part of moving forward, is that you are moving forward. And sometimes you do have to leave other people behind. Maybe not forever, but
for a while. Yeah. And relationships do circle back. And I think that's the piece that we're afraid that it doesn't happen.
Yes.
We can heal. And it may not even be in the physical realm we heal relationships. But what's the lesson in the journey? Right. And I think another big piece is not only do we have to leave people behind, but we also have to move into the unknown, not really knowing who's going to be there for us, but believing from the depth of our soul that it's going to be the right people, that it's going to be people that are going to be cheering us on. They're going to be right there around the bend. And we may not know who they are right now, but trust and believe that there are people that are waiting for you on the finish line, you know, right around the bend saying, you did it. Congratulations.
You know, talking about that, you know, sometimes when you are moving forward, it's very scary because you realize that you are leaving people behind that you've always known the same, you know, you've got that comfort zone.
Yes.
Stepping out into the unknown.
Yes.
And so it can be a little bit scary. So you really have to have a strong why why you're doing what you're doing, first of all. You are making, you'll run right back.
You have no idea. You're melting me, boo. Like how different and how powerful you are. Like I am just, I'm literally like, you are giving me goosebumps.
Oh my gosh, I want to hug you. Virtual reality hug here.
Right. But you know, exactly right. So talk more about the why and what shifted for you. Because that's exactly true, right? You have to know your why. And it has to be that burning one that isn't ego driven. It isn't look at me, right? It's like, I am here for bigger things. I believe, and I think you share it, that we're all here on a divine assignment. And it's up to us to unearth what that is. And it's not going to be what your mom or your dad taught you, or your what even what your husband thinks it is, or your kids. It is uniquely your gift.
Oh my gosh, so much.
And it's our job to unearth it and to live it. We are not here to play small games. Anyone who's listening to you and I are not here to play small games. They're just not.
No, you're not here to, and you know, we usually just don't dream big enough. And, you know, how I know that is recently I went to a seminar, and it was with the guy that wrote the Black Hole Focus, Isaiah Engel. And we had to do this perfect day scenario. And that was a big one in my life, because I had to write my dream out with a partner, and the first time's not big enough. And then you do it two more times. And by the third time, I was really out there. Woo! I was really out there. And oh my gosh, she called me up front and I had to read it in front of everyone. And I was so embarrassed. I'm naked. People are like seeing what I'm like in my heart of hearts that I want to do. And
how big, right, baby?
I was kind of embarrassed, because one of the things I wanted to do was skinny dip at midnight. And I said, that is my alter ego speaking. I didn't want anyone to think that I truly wanted to do all the things that I said on my perfect day. And it was crazy. Like I wanted to swim with the dolphins, which I did. I wanted to be on podcasts, right?
Yeah.
I wanted to have breakfast with celebrities. I don't know where that came from, but I still do.
Right.
And then watch old movies with my husband and have, you know, create recipes in the afternoon and I had a full, like from the morning till night, you blocked it out. And he looked to me, he said, Do you realize what you just said? You said that was your alter ego speaking. You realize that, he's like, I can see you doing all the things on this list. He asked people in the audience, can you see her doing the things on this list? And they were like, yeah. And he's like, turn to me. You deserve to do the things on this list. And do you know how that hit me? Like a freight train going through.
Right.
You know how much we don't do, because we don't realize that we do deserve it. We do deserve to live our biggest dreams. Oh. So it was
think about the things that you had on the list. They were all, especially for people who look at you and go, oh my, like they look at this hotness, right? And they think, why wouldn't she skinny dip at midnight, right? But you brought up a really powerful point, was that you didn't feel like you deserved it at some level, that you weren't worthy of those yummies. And we're not talking like, it doesn't have to be crazy, right? We're not talking like breakfast with celebrities. Well, hell yeah, that'll be you. But we're talking about simple pleasures.
Where it came from.
But it's awesome. Those self-nurturing yummies, even those we don't give ourselves permission to have, you know, take those. Right.
Yeah, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because it made me realize we don't dream big enough.
Right.
And that, you know, all of a sudden these dreams that I wrote down, why couldn't I do that? Well, why couldn't I have those dreams? And then 4 weeks later, I was swimming with the dolphins with my husband and realized I can live out my dreams. And my husband can be a big part of that.
Amen. So talk a little bit about that, because, you know, what's happened to me recently is like, usually the universe has a funny sense of humor, and the things that really make you most nervous and scared, usually you all of a sudden you have to deal with them, right? So for me, it was, oh gosh, if my clients ever talked about relationships, you know, that was really scary to me. And all of a sudden, guess what? Hello, I became a relationship expert on, you know, a couple teleseminars. You know, I was all of a sudden, I was a love expert and a relationship expert. And I'm like, and I'll scratch my head. But really, that's where I had the biggest lesson that I had to learn about was relationships. So can we talk a little bit about how you feel that, you know, obviously there's been transformation for you in your relationship with your awesome husband. And certainly for me, from a personal level, realizing that I deserve, right, we're going back to that, I deserve a yummy relationship. And I haven't felt that I've been worthy of it. So I've been skirting around, tons of romances, having fun, woohoo, right? But never really owning the fact that I deserved it. And that's number one. And number two is, how do you feel that we can support people who are going through transformation and still can have loving, supportive relationships with their spouse or with their significant other in ways that encourage a full development together?
Well, I think you have to realize it's not going to be easy.
Yeah.
When
absolutely.
All of a sudden you realize you're worth having what you want in the heart of hearts.
Yeah.
That is going to make your partner a little nervous because they feel like you're growing away from them.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you need to have the conversation about what your dreams are. You need to be strong in that you do deserve them. That we all have individual dreams, even if we have some together, my husband and I have some dreams together,
right.
But you know, what lights me up is not necessarily what lights him up.
Right.
And so you have to really have that conversation, and you need to validate your partner though. You know,
right.
It can't just be all about me and what my dreams are.
Right.
You know, it has to also be about what are his dreams and
right.
How can we achieve those together? Like when I went, here's another example. Sometimes you have to push them.
And I know, right?
Ooh. I had to give him a little push. I was at the School of Greatness and I found out there was going to be this really great dance party with
right.
Pitbull's DJ, and I love to dance.
Right.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, we cannot miss that. I mean, are you kidding me? So he wasn't even there and I'm like calling him up. I'm like, I want you to come to Columbus. They're going to have this dance party. And he's like, an hour and a half drive. So basically I committed to going to my mother-in-law's for the weekend in the country if he would come and be part of that.
Awesome.
And, you know, it reminded him of how we used to be when we were single and we were dating each other. We would go have fun and we would dance and we had a great time. And then I went with him to my mother-in-law's in the country. We went to an herb festival and we had a great time there. And so that was the compromise, right? That's,
wow.
you have to have some of that.
Did you have to, since you're such a strong and powerful woman, you know, because we're strong, feminine, powerful women.
Right.
Was it hard for you to pull the dreams out of him? Or were you like, did you have to give himself permission? Because it seems like a lot of people would be like, oh, she's such a bright light. I don't have a right. Did he have an issue with that or no?
I had really, this is, whoa, he's going to be like, you talked about that.
Oh, we love him.
I had to push.
Yeah.
I pushed him. I pushed him because I knew he needed to be reminded.
Because you love him.
Who he is and what his dreams are. And that it couldn't just be all about me, that he needed validation. And boy, did that make a difference in our relationship. And me actually being able to achieve my dreams was validating his. And once he started really, like he started going to the gym and now he's done this isogenics challenge with me.
Saw him.
And I'm going to embarrass him, but he looks like a freaking Chippendale.
He's
I'm like,
gorgeous.
I have a Chippendale in my kitchen. I'm like, I'm like making Christmas cookies. I'm like,
follow.
So anyway, yeah.
Wow.
So this is
an amazing, like, I'm going to write it like, I'm going to write an article. You and I are going to co-author an article on this because what you said was huge. So I'm coming from a single woman's perspective. And so you're coming from that other perspective, but the validation, what a beautiful point. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome.
Well, I think, and I realize this, is that I was getting validation from everything I do.
Yes.
And he is a structural engineer and he's building buildings and, you know, people are, where's this? Where's that? Like, he's not getting that validation. Wow. So he needs to get some from me. And then nice. Also I felt like he needed to be doing something that gave it back to him. Like, and it wasn't easy when I pushed him in directions. I met with resistance.
Right. But
and there used to be a lot of jealousy in our relationship, and there's a lot less now. And one of the things that I said to him was, you're not jealous. You're not jealous of me. It's you're not happy with you. And you know what? Work on that. And then we're going to be happier together, because when you're happier about yourself, you're going to be automatically happier with me. And he got that, and he did the work. He's so everything. Like, he's so smart. He's so handsome. He's so funny. He's, you know, he's such a good person. He's everything I could ever want. Right. But if he doesn't feel good about himself, right, it doesn't matter. So now, he was a college athlete, so, you know, he's got high standards for himself.
Right.
And now he feels like on top of the world.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Can you believe it?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So what a beautiful, beautiful story. That's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. That's huge. People are going to learn a lot from that, because you shared the jealousy and all those things.
Right.
Those cause wreak a lot of havoc in relationships.
It's a reality. And you know what? No, we can both take turns on that. There's,
sure,
you know, we can both be like at times insecure or jealous.
Right.
So it's been a thing in our relationship that we've had to work on.
Right.
But you know, we're 22 years married and we're still, you know, it's a work in progress, but you know, there's a lot of fun to be had.
Right.
We're enjoying the empty nest.
I bet you are. empty. Fala la la la. Back to Christmas cookies. Wow. So let's just talk, if you don't mind, I'd love to talk a little bit about like setting intentions. Because I think a lot of times people think like goal setting and all that, and obviously we're both also fitness coaches, that they get caught up with by maybe what they looked like or what they felt like when they were 20, right? And so they're like, I want to be this, I want to be that. So they think of it as a short-term solution. And oftentimes what I do as in both in my business and lifestyle coaching and also my fitness coaching is it's going to be similar to that experience, but it's going to be so much greater. Right? Because we remember our successes from the past. I mean, we yearn for that sense of success from before. But how do we set intentions based on who we are today and how we can get to where we want to be? And I think that's a really powerful conversation. And oftentimes it requires a big shift in our thinking and in our mindset, because we have this fixed sense that this is the way it's going to be. But, you know, a lot of the studies have shown that it's actually much more about a growth mindset. It's about being able to understand that there's possibility and doesn't have to be a certain way. It can be that and then some. So beginning the dream by setting an intention, but then reaffirming it by saying this or something better, right? This or something better. That's an important place to start in my take. What about you? How do you work on goal setting with people, especially because it's the beginning of the year and such?
Okay, so I think you really have to get in touch with what it is that they want. What is their why? That is really key, number one.
Yeah.
And then you've got to discover what stories they're telling themselves. Like, you know, what is their limiting belief? Because I didn't think I had limiting beliefs.
I definitely had limiting beliefs.
Yeah. for instance, when I would compete, it would be kind of like, you know, who am I to do this? You know, I'd get nervous, like, oh my gosh, this girl is a freaking silver medalist in the Olympics. She's going to eat me for breakfast. I am like 54 and I taught myself how to do all this, you know?
Right.
So you would have these conversations going on in your mind, you know, and that's limiting beliefs.
Right.
It should be more like, when have I succeeded before?
Mm-hmm.
I I, you know, what moves can I do well that nobody else can do? It should be like, you should be asking yourself questions that you can answer positively rather than your mind could only answer the questions like, what if I fail? That would be another one. What if I fall on my head in that move? Because it's difficult. Your mind can only answer the question in a negative way. So you've got to ask different questions of yourself. So I try to teach my clients not only to find out what their why, you know, because they may not even realize what it is. You have to pull it out.
I'm sure.
But
yes.
Also to discover what are they telling themselves and what are they asking themselves that causes them to keep repeating a certain pattern.
Okay. And how they language. I mean, I think that's a big part is you listen. And that's, I would say, probably the most important piece as a coach is really listening to how they're messaging. Like, oh, I can't do that. And I said, well, yeah. So I often say, well, historically you can't, or historically you haven't. But is that true now? So it's correcting the languaging, because it's amazing how negative people talk about themselves.
Well, absolutely.
It's shocking.
It's shocking. I mean, it is.
And it's like, here's how you're talking. If it continues, there's the door. People are like, aha, fine. I go, no, I'm serious. Because that energy cannot be around here. And sometimes you have to be that clear with people.
Well, you have to correct the conversations that they're having in their mind. But the thing is they've had them so long, they don't realize they're having them. So you have to help them. Sometimes I will repeat back to them a couple times what they have said.
Right.
Because they don't even hear themselves.
No, they don't.
Yeah. And they'll say things and I might say, well, that's a limiting belief. And then I might teach them what limiting beliefs are.
Right.
So that they can stop limiting themselves, because really all it is once you realize that you were doing that to yourself, it's pretty easy to start correcting that.
It actually is.
Yeah.
It's easier than, you know, once you have the awareness and the willingness. I mean, I think that's a big piece, is you got to be willing to take the plunge for sure.
Right. You can't fix a problem. You can only fix it if you name it and you know what it is. You can't you can't solve it if you don't like name what the problem is, if you don't know what the problem is, you know.
And I think that really goes back to a big part. And we talk about self-worth and, you know, how important that is. But, you know, it's a Brené Brown book, Daring Greatly, where she talks.
I love that.
You name the shame. You put the words to what happened to you.
Right.
And people, shame can only exist in silence. It can only exist in silence.
Right.
So once we name it, we're thinking that everyone's going to go, ooh, but most people are just like, oh, wow, I'm so sorry you went through that. Or, oh, that's not so bad. Or, you know, it's the shame that muffles the dream. So being able to have a safe relationship that you can talk to. And as a coach and a trainer, obviously we're that type of person. But having that powerful conversation by feeling safe, by feeling like someone's going to take and not use things against you or judge you.
Because sometimes, you know, you got to be careful who you tell your stuff to. You can't tell to everyone.
Nope.
Because some people will use your vulnerabilities against you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So you have to be wise about it.
Right. And use your sphere of protection. So you're going to have your closest, you know, I think what a tendency is that we see a lot is that people will tell everything to everybody and they think everyone has access to them, but we don't. We have to create safety around ourselves and our dreams. We have to protect our dreams.
Absolutely. Now, I will say this. If you do have a goal and a dream, you should even tell your enemies. You should tell everyone, because you're probably more likely to do it if your enemies know that you said you were going to do it.
Right. Yeah. Especially if you're dreaming.
Oh, no.
Vivian, you know, that works, but it's so funny with me. I don't really tell. Ooh, where'd you go? Are you there?
Yeah.
Your screen.
Where'd you fall? What happened?
There. I don't know. It's weird. So I think
office camera is like taking a dump.
I don't really tell people what I do. I sort of keep it under wrap. So.
Oh my gosh. There we go again. It's like I'm a short little girl.
Yeah, here we go. Let's go on a roller coaster. We're practicing for Spartan people. So I think that's a big piece, is like you got to be protective of your dream in ways that make you feel safe, but also live all into them for sure.
I have to like
let's do share the dream with the people that you know are going to support you. I think that's important for me. I think it's important for most people. I don't want my enemies knowing my stuff, really, because you know What if I fail? Well, what if I fail? I probably will fail. I failed.
Fail forward.
Yeah, absolutely. And like Les Brown says, bottom line is this, life is going to kick you down. Life is going to knock you down, but be sure you fall on your back, because if you can get up, if you can look up, you can get up. So that's my motto. I'm sticking with it.
I like that. I like that. And then you know what? With that note, I actually think it's a good, it's a good note to end on.
Yes.
Because I think we have to do this again.
Yes, I know we will.
I could probably talk to you forever.
I know. It's
You're so amazing. And you guys, you have to get Kate's book.
Oh, yeah.
Kate's book. Here it is. Hold that up again. Living Sexy Fit at Any Age. One of the favorite lines from that book was, you deserve to melt popsicles, baby.
Yeah.
You deserve I love that. I love your book. It gives us permission to step into being sexy, which I think is a conversation women are afraid to have. We're afraid to get in touch with that. But that is a reality of being a woman or a man.
Right. Or a man. But sexy isn't Victoria's Secret sexy. That's what I want to clarify. Sexy is about celebrating what inside of you is hot. Right? Because we all want to feel hot. We all want to be in celebration of who we are. Right. And we clamp down. We don't give ourselves permission to live sensually, to enjoy ourselves. Life is hard. Let's just get real. It's hard. We get blows. You know, things happen. But we must live in celebration. And if we don't celebrate us, who will? You know, who will? You know, we're here to be lights and beacons. So celebrate you, because you are hot. And look at yourself in the mirror and say, I'm hot. You know, it doesn't have to be just a stereotypical hot. What about you is hot? And be willing to share it, because we're waiting for it.
Absolutely. And you, my dear, are sexy fit.
And you, my dear, are too. Well, thank you so much for being a part. And
thank you so much.
Yeah. And anyone wants to find me, you can go to kate-mckay.com or kate@kate-mckay.com.
Thank you so much for sharing your greatness with us today and being on the show. And you are truly my sister in sweat.
Absolutely.
And we will talk again. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
That was Kate McKay, and she's quite fabulous. You guys have to check her out, check out her book, and get a hold of her on social media. Thank you so much for joining us today for the second episode of the Sisterhood of Sweat.